You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
What it is, what it do. Welcome to 7K Picks here on the Fresh Take Network. We are here for the NFC preview. We did the AFC preview this past Monday. You can find it on all your platforms. You get audio side of things and on YouTube, so you can see our pretty mugs that you're seeing live right now. Let's do a roll call once again of our fine gentlemen here at 7K Picks. We have the one, the only, it's the new classic. It's Nick.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
He is not just our coach. He is your coach, Coach Francis.
What's going on, y'all?
The MVP, as I always say, with 7K Picks. He finally gets to talk about his team, the one and the only, the Senator.
No, there's not much to say. It's just shout out.
Amazing. All right. So without any further ado, we are going to get started here. So for those that, maybe didn't tune in for the AFC thing, you just wanted to hear about your team in the NFC. Rules are, there's some rules to this. We have a 5-minute timer for this. So 5 minutes to talk about the team and then we'll move on. Some teams we talk about for 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes. Some teams we need that shot clock. I think we needed that shot clock for like three teams last time that we hit the five. So should be good in this one. And we are going to start out in the NFC East. And we're going to start with the Philadelphia Eagles, who are at 10.5. New classic. Start us off.
10.5. I'll go 11-6. Sure. I'll take the over on that. Yeah, I think 11-6 is a nice number. They made some nice additions. You know, I think that losing Kelce is going to hurt them a little bit, but I think the addition to Saquon, Devonta Smith is potentially the most underrated wide receiver in football, and he's going to have a monster year this year. I think the team in general, the offense knows it needs to step up because of the Kelce loss, but I think that they're gonna push a little bit harder with Saquon in the backfield. It's like that's just another top tier weapon.
Yeah, absolutely. The one thing with Kelce I'm interested in is what happens with the tush push. Is it more effective, less effective? We'll find out.
I think it's the same when you have Jalen Hurts, who freaking benches like 7,000 pounds.
This is true.
You got him and you got Saquon, two guys who do like these insane leg workouts. Like, they're fine.
Well, Coach, since you kind of took the baton there, where are you right now on Philly in 10.5?
I have them over. I think for the very, very simple reason that the Giants are going to be very bad this year, I think. So I think that's two wins there. I think they can they didn't lose a lot from what they had last year. They were 10-1 last year at a point. So I think they got better in a lot of areas. Not the old line, but I think a lot of areas they got better. I think 11-6 is right where I'd have them. I wouldn't be surprised if they were like a 12-5 kind of thing, but 11-6 is about right where I have them. So I agree. Yeah,
I got them at the over too. I think you're not gonna see as much of the tush push because I think Kelce was very crucial to that. But what I think you might see is just straight up HB draws, like with both of them in the backfield, and you just don't know who the ball is going to. So I could see that a little bit more, but I have them at about 12-5.
Let me throw a question back at you, Senator, before we move on here. What do you think the problem was last year when they had their collapse?
I think that at one point they stopped trying to be the team that they were and started to try being more of a passing team, mm-hmm. more than a rushing team. Like, their team was good with play action passes, quarterback draws. Like, it starts with the run, and then you have those explosive plays on the with the wideouts. And I think that when they switched up and they ended up just going more passing, it hurt them because the teams were playing cover two, playing cover four on them. Like, it just wasn't. When the rushing is there, you have to play man. And that's where people are able to beat the cornerbacks and the safeties. But when they're playing cover four and they don't have to worry about the rushing as much, there's really that threat is completely gone.
All right. So we I'll take the over on that one as well. So we have an over sweep there. Next, how about them Cowboys? How about the exciting offseason that they had? They did so much, right? Jerry's plan to re-energize them. They did. Oh, wait. They did nothing except add Zeke. And still haven't added a running back. Didn't bring back Stephon Gilmore. I won't get too long. I'm taking the under on the Cowboys. Coach?
I agree. I mean, they had one solid draft pick that they picked this year that I liked, the cornerback. I think he's going to be a star. I wanted Ravens to get him because I think he kind of matches that, like, big persona. Kind of matches that. But I like their cornerback. Other than that, like, they are, I think they're in a world of trouble because it has been proven that whenever Dak is forced to throw 25 or more times, they're not a very good team. And now their bell cow is going to be Zeke, who he's had two pretty bad years the last 2 years. So he's definitely on the decline. So I think you're going to see a lot of Dak. I think he's going to have a year like Jameis Winston. He's going to have a lot of yards, but he's going to have like 30 touchdowns because they still have CeeDee Lamb. Like let's not forget that, like, he's a really good receiver. But then Dak is going to throw, I think he's going to force feed CeeDee Lamb or whatever, and he's going to get 25, 30 picks like in and around that area. So I think I'm going to take under. I think they're going to be about 8 wins. And maybe 7, because I think another team in this division is going to be pretty good.
Nick?
I'm going with the under as well. They'll get 8 or 9. I don't see them getting 10. I don't see them getting 12 for sure. First, they got to sign CeeDee, you know, and if Jamar Chase is looking for $40 million a year, CeeDee's going to be looking for more than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be – that's going to be – yeah, that's going to make or break their season if they sign him or not, or like when they sign him, if, you know, he misses 1 or 2 weeks, like they're going to lose those games instantly. Zeke. Yeah. Zeke's not the answer. Rico Dowdle ain't the answer. The defense is still strong. Like, their defense is still good. It's still a top tier defense in the NFL, you know, but that's what they got. And their offense, you know, Dak. Yeah. You know, coach is right. When Dak's under pressure, he just chucks the ball and he loves getting intercepted. So I see, max 9 wins.
And then round us out there, Senator.
I got the under on this one here. They don't even have Gilmore back. Gilmore went to the Vikings. Yeah. So, I guess just this is just reunion time. This feels like when what's his name in the booth now? Tony Romo. This feels like those years when he was going 8-8. Like, that's what this year feels like. Like, no real additions, nothing changes, and Jerry Jones just doing press conferences to let you know that he still runs the team.
Yeah, sounds about right. I mean, the problem with this team is it's America's team, in hot, heavy quotations, but there's nothing to really talk about with them because it was such a disappointing offseason and disappointing way that they ended the season to the Packers, that
they got smoked.
And like Coach just mentioned in a bit, there's a team I'm way more excited that I think is going to be second place in this division. So I don't think it's this next team, and I think we'll be pretty fast on this one. Senator, the New York Football Giants, 6.5.
You really want to start with me? Okay, so
love how Coach almost has like the Kermit meme with the drink.
I got the under.
Yeah.
when Madden is rating your starting quarterback at 71, less than rookies, less than starting quarterbacks on, less than backup quarterbacks on other teams, there's a real problem. I think
Aiden O'Connell has a better rating.
I think Aiden O'Connell was like 74 or something like that. Yeah. Like, he's tied with Ridder. That's all that I can say at that point right now. And I don't even know what the Giants are doing. I think Daboll is trying to get out. Like, like legit.
I agree. I think, like, I heard a take on another sports show that said they think they can see, they can see Dak and Daboll, or Dak and Jerry, Bill Belichick on a different team next year. So I think Daboll out for sure as well.
On the same team?
Yeah, same team.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think Daboll wants to be there anymore. Daboll did what he needed to do when he first got there and tried to bring the Giants to wherever, but I don't even think that organization wants to win, to tell you the truth. So, like, cool.
Do you guys just want to move on and just have a sweep across the board so we can have more time to talk about other teams?
Definitely a sweep.
Okay. Nick, do you want to say anything?
I want to talk about Malik Nick. He's going to get like 300 targets this year, and I can't wait to watch him play.
Yeah, he's going to be great. Yeah, right, so the under sweep on that one. Next up is the Commanders. Coach, I think you're on the same page as me, just kind of judging by you're pretty excited about this team as I am.
Yep.
Good coach, exciting quarterback, good depth, great offseason. I love the over.
Yeah, for sure. It doesn't show the thing. What was it? 8?
I got to get to it, don't I? Boop, 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 boop. There you go.
6.5 is disrespectful. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. I thought it'd be 8.5. I think 6.5 is crazy. Like, they had a really good offseason, you know? Like, first of all, they changed their ownership group, so I think that helps them out.
Huge.
Yeah. And then, like, they got like Austin Eckler, who I think a lot of people who like forgot about him. Like, he's still a pretty serviceable running back in the league. They went on and got some experience on linebacker. They got from Seattle, Bobby Wagner. So they got him. Like, they have pieces. I think they also got, like, he's older and stuff, but they got the tight end who used to be on Philadelphia.
Ertz.
Yeah, they got Zach Ertz. They got their quarterback of the future. I think they're in a very good position right now, where I think they can pretty easily, because they're going to get 2 against the Giants. So I think they can very easily get 7-8 wins pretty comfortably. Like, I think that's like the minimum I would have them at, is about 7-8 wins. So I got the over for sure.
Senator?
I understand why the line is where it's at, because you got to look at the history of the Commanders, and you also got to look at what the sack ratio was last year. I think they had the most sacks in the league, and I think there was like a 20 sack difference between, like, team sack difference between them and the next team. It was something like 15 to 20. So, like, it only makes sense but I don't think they actually took in consideration all the changes that Coach just talked about. And I do think that they will get the over. I think that they're going to be a 7-8 team, 7-8 win team. I don't see them hitting 9. But I also can see them doing what Houston kind of did last year, where it was just kind of take the division by storm, to tell you the truth. Just because people look at – when you think of the Commanders – you know, it's like, that's easy win, but you don't actually think about all the changes in the addition. And Magic proves that he wins whether he's playing or owning. So I have them at the over.
Nicholas, take us out.
Yeah, I'll go the over as well. I'm excited to see Jaden Daniels play. I think he's going to be awesome, as long as, you know, he's right. Because if they get Mariota in there, that's
my goodness.
Exactly. you know, we talked about Austin Eckler, Brian Robinson Jr. I think he's going to be have an insane year. He's going to be the A1. You're going to see Eckler out of the back a lot. Eckler's probably going to catch 60, 70 balls this year, but Robinson, he's going to have a great year. I think McLaurin's going to have a career year this year. You know, Ertz, but they also got Ben Sinnott. Like, you know, he was, you know, probably the number two tight end in the draft. You know what I'm saying? Like he's no slouch either. So that team, that offense got way better. Their defense is fine. I think they're going to give up a lot of points. Right. I think they're going to give up a lot of points. I think they're going to give up 20 to 25 a game. So they better, like, they're going to get in some shootouts this year.
And a name to, I think, a Bobby Wagner, like you guys mentioned, so a good veteran at least on the defensive side. A name to keep locked in because they've been connecting in practice quite a bit is Dommy Brown.
Yeah,
happens to be a former Tar Heel, but nonetheless, the two of them are seeming to connect quite a bit well in practice. Now, I'm not saying go rush out and get him in fantasy or anything like that, but it does seem like Jaden has formed a little bit of a connection with him. So. All seem pretty high on Washington. Nick, what is your order of the division?
I'm going to go Eagles, Commanders, Cowboys, Giants.
I co-sign. Coach?
Same order.
Same.
Senator? Okay, perfect. Let's go to the NFC North. And we start with 10.5. For the Detroit Lions, Senator.
This is a tricky one for me because I have this division as probably the third hardest division in football. So I have Coach's division first, I have Nick's division second, and I have this one third because I think the Bears improved. Packers are Packers, and Detroit Lions have been consistent. I am going to go with the over, but I think they're only going to hit 11.
Okay. Coach?
I have them around a 12-win team. I think their O-line got better. I think... as long as you like, their quarterback has shown if you keep him up, he's like a top five, top seven quarterback in the league. When he gets pressure up the middle or any pressure really, he struggles a lot. I think them kind of ensuring that O line would be good. That has to be a benefit. I think Amon St. Brown is a legit top five receiver in the NFL. I think their running back room is good. I think their defense is good. I really like their coach. I don't know if I like him as an X-Nose guy because I don't know that, but I just think there's two people who I want to play for. If I was a player, I'd want to play for Tomlin. I want to play for the Lions coach. I think he is one of those guys just gets the most out of guys. So I got them as like a 12-win team.
And then Nick, what do you think?
The over for sure. This team is This team is stacked still. You know what I'm saying? It's like they just got better because Jameson Williams has been getting really, like, you know, he's getting rave reviews in camp, and he was nothing in his first 2 years.
You've got 1 in 2 years, right?
You've got potentially the number one tight end in football on your roster with a coach who used to play tight end. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, and their defense didn't really lose anybody. They didn't really get anybody, but they didn't really lose anybody. And it was solid last year. It took them to the NFC last year. So I think
they got my boy, Amik Robinson, who I think he's really good.
Perfect.
It's a nice game. It's a nice underrated get for them.
Yeah. Awesome. I like it. So yeah, but I think, 12 wins is not a stretch for this team.
All right. Next up, we have the Green Bay Packers. Nick.
Under 9.5. They're going to go 9-8 again. You know, it's not going to happen. I think Christian Watson's going to get hurt again. You know, he's made of glass. We'll see if Jacobs can fit this system. I think Love's going to have a good year, but I think, you know, he's played, this is what, his first full year. He was good, but Honestly, I think they're a 9-win team. I'm going with the under.
So, Senator.
I have them at the over. I have them at 10 wins. I think that they're a young team that's going to keep growing together. And I think that that's what the issue is going to be, is that they look really good with what we saw at the ending of the last season, especially with like how the offense was flowing. Might not be able to say the same defensively, but offensively, I think that everything, it reminds me of like early Favre years where it was just shootouts. Like each game was a shootout. And I think that they might have a little bit more young offensive players that can make big plays. So I'm going to go with 10 wins for them.
Coach, where are you on the pack?
I have the under. I think they're a pretty good team. I think they have pretty good talent. I'm just blown away with how another team did this offseason. And I think that's going to kind of change how the Packers are in this division. But yeah, I got under. Like, not a bad team by any stretch, but I think around 8-9 wins is where I see them. I think they'll be competitive. I think they'll be in every game. I think they're a good team. I just don't know if they have enough of the talent to win some of these games that Senators are saying that there's going to be shootouts. And, you know, like, I don't think they have a lot to finish those games. So I say the under.
I got the heavy over. I love this team a lot. I think they may. Everyone talks about the best receiving core in the NFL. Why are they not in the conversation? This receiving core is stacked. I know it doesn't blow up the water with big names, but the depth in this, you know, Wicks was a stud last year. Jaden Reed has a chance to, like, who is the number one receiver on this team? They have three guys that could be the number one receiver in this team between Reed and Dobbs and Watson. They have a solid tight end in Musgraves. I like the backup in Kraft. And then they improve the running game, bringing in Josh Jacobs. And then they have a solid back there, brought back A.J. Dillon. And if A.J. Dillon doesn't work out, this kid from USC, Marshawn Lloyd, is fantastic. So they solidified the run game. Jordan Love, another season now, be more comfortable with this. Not only do I have the over, I think Jordan Love is an opportunity to win MVP. I love the over. Any retorts, or should we move on?
Nope.
Okay. Then I will move us on to the Minnesota Vikings 6.5. Coach.
I think I can speak to everybody. The under is there, but I could be wrong. But
I'm taking the under.
I think with their quarterback injury, I think that sets them up for a disastrous season. I mean, I bet they would want to keep Kirk Cousins right now, right? But yeah, I got under. Under.
I mean, even before JJ got hurt, I had the under. This wasn't a McCarthy thing away. This division, like Senator said, is just so stacked that it makes it a lot harder to, you know, rise up in this division. So they have the talent. They have maybe the best receiver in football, but it also just seems like they're a little bit snake bit right now as far as injuries are going. Jordan Addison got carted off. It seems like he's going to be okay. Aaron Jones, we'll see what he's able to do. Ty Chandler seemed like he's been a good backup in the offseason. Defense is decent, but I like the under.
Keep it simple. I have the under. I think they're a 5-team win. I mean, 5-win team. So, yeah.
And Nick?
I'm going the over. I'm going with 7 wins. We saw what they did. They won 7 games last year with no quarterback and with Jefferson hurt half the year.
No, they had Dobbs.
Yeah, they had the NASA scientists, man.
I'll take Darnold over Dobbs. Hot take. No, they didn't. They didn't have a team last year either, but they pulled out 7 wins. And I think they're in a better position this year. I think their defense got better. I think Ty Chandler is going to win that job over Old Man Jones. You'll see him starting week 7.
You do.
You know. So I think they're a 7-win team.
Ty Chandler, another former Tar Heel, by the way, just in case we're keeping track. This is my version of shout outs.
I stand corrected. I thought for sure we're all under.
Hey, Nick said he was coming with the hot takes. So we move on to the Chicago Bears next. I'll keep this short. I think it's going to be a fun first season for the Chicago Bears, but it's going to be a disappointing season for what Bears fans think. I will take the under. I see this team being 5, maybe 6 wins.
Coach? Wow. I have the over for sure. I think offensively they – like, did you see, like, I don't know, man. I think Caleb's going to have his struggles because he's, like, he has that kind of Brett Favre, Patrick Mahomes, like, 2 years ago when he was just, like, not trusting his team. He was just throwing a lot of bullshit around. I think he has that feel where he's just going to go out there and throw shit around. But we've seen already in 2 preseason games, like, he has plays where it's like, okay, no, not many people can do that in the NFL. And I think their wide receiver they drafted, I think he is – might be the steal of the draft.
Odunze.
Even where he was drafted in the first round, like, he is balling. Like, he looks special. And then they got Allen, who is a predominant, like, he's a continuous, like, 1,000-yard receiver. I think they got Swift. They're talented. And then last year they went and got Montez, right? Like, they're, I think, all around. And then I think they have a top 3 corner in the league on their team. Like, I don't know where I look at them where I'm like, yeah, they're a bad team. Maybe coach, who knows, you know? But, like, I don't know where their downfall is. The only downfall I see them have is if Caleb goes out there and throws, like, 40 picks, you know, like, where he just completely unravels and stuff. But they're looking really good. Like, I was very impressed with their offseason, very, very impressed. They drafted really well. I was very impressed.
This is a confusing one for me because I could see them going 8 or 9 wins. And that's what makes this horrible of the placement of where the over-under is at 8.5. Because I think everything that you just said is absolutely correct. I do think there's going to be a huge difference between a Max Crosby rushing you compared to who's rushing you in the preseason. You know what I mean? It's just a little bit different. But the pickup of Allen, still having Moore, the rookie, them still having on defense when they picked up Sweat from last season, like, they have a lot of good pieces. So I'm going to go with... I'm going with the under at 8 wins. But like I said, I had them at 8 or 9, and I just have to choose one. So, like, I'm choosing the under just because I think that, well, they're on Hard Knocks, so I'm giving them 8 wins. Yeah. If they didn't do Hard Knocks this season, I would have given them the 9. But, yeah.
Caleb feels like...
Classic. Where are you going?
What was that?
He does.
I think Caleb seems like he likes to be on the spotlight, so I think he'll do fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 He went to USC for a reason. Nick, where are you on this?
I'm going to over as well. I think this offense is so loaded. And their defense was – they had put some pieces together last year, but their offense was just terrible last year. But this year, their offense is – it's so good. And even when you don't have Swift, you have, like, Roshan Johnson still, and, you know, like, in Khalid, like, these guys are still, like, solid backs.
Herbert.
Herbert, who could be maybe starters for other teams, but definitely, like, strong backups. And you have 2 of them. So I think this team is just stacked and loaded and ready to go off. And I think this is probably the division to do it in.
Just looking at their depth chart, they're stacked at tight end, by the way, at least name-wise, because you have Cole Kmet, who will be tight end 1. You also have Gerald Everett, and he never goes away, Mercedes Lewis. Like, they are stacked at the tight end. You guys are convincing me with the defense and what Sweat did and everything, but I just don't see them getting 9. I can see the 8, like Sen was just saying, but I can't see the 9. I just can't see it.
But look at like the Texans last year. This is like a better lineup than the Texans had last year, and the Texans blew everybody away with a rookie quarterback.
Sure. This like their offensive depth is insane. Like this is like you can tell either they really 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 believe in Caleb, or they're scared shitless that he sucks. Because the fact that they went out and invested so much in their offense, like, they have a strong belief either way.
The only difference I'll say between the Texans last season,
30 seconds,
the Texans last season and the Bears this season, I think that they have more. The Bears has a little bit more mid game quarterbacks that can turn into long range quarterbacks compared to Texans last year that had a lot more deep threat quarterbacks. I mean, wide receivers. Sorry, I think Tank Dell, Collins, like those are what deep ball throwers compared to Keenan Allen, who can beat the person but it's a short game.
And we got DJ Moore. We've hit five.
I'll let everyone have one more take because it's the longest we've gone in any team. Everyone have one more take, or are we good?
DJ Moore definitely is a deep ball receiver. I'm just saying if you compare the two, like Texans were built for deep ball receiving compared to the Bears this season.
Who was their third receiver last year? Was it Noah Brown? Because like Rome Odunze, DJ Moore, and Keenan Allen are better than those three receivers.
I think you can sign them with anybody at the end of the year, and we will say they are the best trio in the NFL.
Unless you give them Ridder or Daniel Jones.
I like the Packers more.
Oh my goodness.
No. That's a bad take, not a hot take.
I like the Packers more. Keenan Allen's gonna get hurt again. And I don't know how good Odunze really is. I like Polk more than I like Odunze of those Washington receivers.
Even if Keenan gets hurt, he's proven to be 1,000. I think he has what, 7 straight 1,000 yard
season? Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does.
As your wide receiver 3.
All right, so where are we going for the division ranks for the NFC North Senator?
Lions, Packers, Bears, and Vikings.
Coach.
Lions, Bears, Packers, and the other team.
Nick?
That's the one. Lions, Bears, Packers, Vikings.
I'm going Packers, Lions, Bears, Vikings.
Oh my.
Let's move to the NFC South. We go to shout out the Atlanta Falcons. Senator, floor is yours.
Last season I said to you guys that as long as Ridder plays decently, that they can win the division. We looked. Ridder did not play decently, and we did not win the division. I am going with the over for this team now. The shout out the Patriots. Big time shout out to the Patriots. Shout out to the Broncos. Appreciate y'all. And honestly, shout out to the Vikings because everyone had a lot of issues with them signing Cousins and then drafting Penix. To me, I look at it as it's a 2-year deal for Cousins, and Penix will be there right after that. And if he goes down this season, I still need to get the game that Penix did play. He was the leading passer for that preseason game. I think that he'll be just all right. He'll be just good. So I'm going with Falcons to win the division, and I have them at 11 wins.
I'll follow suit, and then I'm also going with the over. Nick.
Yeah, I'll go with the over. That team made you know, as significant moves as the Bears did. And they already had a strong, you know, nucleus of players on there. So I think they just added around that. You know, you have a potential superstar running back. You know, you've got a wide receiver who's third year for Drake London.
Third year?
Entering his third year.
Because, you know, it is on his fourth.
Yeah, who could be amazing this year. We know what Kirk Cousins can do with an A1 receiver. We've seen it everywhere he's played. We might actually see Kyle Pitts have a good year. Maybe, potentially. Not banking on it, but just saying. That defense, you know, was solid last year. And they added some big pieces this year. So I think, yeah, they're an 11-win team for sure.
Shout out.
With Grady Jarrett coming back, which is going to be the missing piece.
Yeah, I still love your second. Your secondary is just disgusting. Yeah,
it's dirty.
Like this secondary. By the way, before we go to coach,
he's going to pick the under. I see it in his face right now. So
this secondary, by the way, Justin Simmons, Jesse Bates, and AJ Terrell. Like that is dirty.
He hated the shout outs yesterday. I mean, two nights ago.
As much as I want to say one thing, I can't say it. I want to say this is under. Just because I'm hating.
Hate.
Yeah, because I really wanted to get really both of those free agent signings. I'd be happy with one of them, but the fact that you got both of them, I'm like, fuck, that's shitty. But I can't.
You beat them in the preseason this week, though?
We did. Yeah. We beat them by one because their field goal kicker sucks. Yeah, but I think what's just their additions, defensively, they're going to be very, very stout. I think them getting Justin Simmons, who he was a really good safety last year, had like three picks in the safety position. I think Matt Judon, like, even though he was hurt last year, he's still like a 9-10 sack guy or sack ability guy. You get back Grady Jarrett, who was hurt. I think all of that happening, the fact that offensively they are pretty much, they have a star at every level. I think wide receiver, they have a star. Tight end, they have a star if they would pass it to him. I think running back, they have a star. And like the thing that's infuriating about the Falcons is that they're where they are, but it doesn't seem like they planned it. It was just like fucking like, let me just do this and see what happens. Let me do this and see what happens. Like, it's just fucking like, it doesn't seem like there's no planning involved with, obviously I'm not in the room, so I don't know what's happening, but like with the Bijan pick, I think like they just did it because there was pressure to get Bijan, you know, like it was very unprecedented to go and say, I'm going to draft a running back high. With them doing what they did this year with the quarterbacks, I think like they signed Kirk and they're like, okay, this could be good. And then they fucked up and they're like, oh wait, well, could this other guy be good too? Like, I don't think there was a plan in that. I think it was an accident, but that's what's infuriating because they're looking very good. And I think it was an accident and I'm upset and I'm a hater. So over.
So they made one move that none of us talked about. That was the biggest move for that team.
Coach. That was
Mr. Morris. You know what I'm saying? Like getting rid of Arthur Smith and getting that, you know, getting them weapons going. That was the biggest move that team could have done. But to, you know, to Coach's point, that could have been the reason why they're making these moves and they're, you know, they're allowing to work on things like that. And they're kind of like, you know, just kind of going with it because they have a coach that could do it now.
I think when you look at this, it is kind of the homegrown return. And that's what makes it more impactful because it's kind of like you brought back a person that coached for the Falcons already as a coordinator. And it was like, okay, we got to trust that you know what you're doing because we had you in the building. We could have bumped you up to a head coach at that point. We didn't. We went out. We tried it with Arthur Smith. It wasn't working. It didn't work. Okay, what do you need to see? What do you need to do? They got the wide receiver from the Bears last season, Maury. Like, they just started to add pieces that seems like it puts the team together compared to just random pieces at this point now, which is what it felt like with Arthur Smith, where it was just random pieces at certain points, and we draft really well. That's the one thing I'll say. We draft really well, but we just didn't have the coach to put it together.
It almost felt like last year he was like on Instagram. Yeah, it almost felt like he was on Twitter, on Instagram, and reading what everyone said and saying, you know what, I'm going to do the complete opposite just because. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
Everything that we're all saying, why is he doing this? He did opposite. So it's like...
It was like, I remember watching when we lost to the Panthers last season and gave them their first win. And it was like, why is Ridder trying to throw the ball at the end of the game? And then we lost by a field goal. It was kind of like, what are we doing? Like, Arthur Smith, do you just want to find creative ways to lose? And it always happened before my slow pitch game. So now I go there very upset. Right?
I'm just upset. Seconds. I'm just upset. I don't get to see Ridder this year. I'm just so sad.
Hey, if Kyler goes down, you might.
Oh my God.
All right. Next up, we have the surprise of the division last year, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Nick?
7.5. I think they're still good. I think 9-8 isn't out of the realm of possibilities. I think they still have their core players. You know, Rashad White was kind of nice last year. Mike Evans had another 1,000-yard season. Chris Godwin's healthier, and they're putting him back in the slot. You know what I'm saying? Like, they did some good things. Baker looked like a real quarterback for potentially the first time in his career last year. He was nice.
Yeah.
He was so good. Like, especially the second half of the year, he was so good. He was lights out. You know, I don't see any reason why they couldn't win 9 games, so I'm just going with the over.
Yeah, it's a...
I'll take the under, personally.
What's the reasoning?
What's the reason? One of these teams have to fall back down to earth, and I like another team in this division way, way more. And I think there'd be a perfectly fine team. I could see them having 7 wins exactly. It's kind of a push right at 7. But I do think there is a better team than them in this division for second place, and I think there's another team in this division that's going to surprise people. So I have them at 7.
Okay.
Yep. All right. didn't Baker got paid this year, right?
Got paid.
Yeah. I'm choosing the under.
Better reason than I had.
I can see them as a 7-win team. And literally, I think that last season, when he got to the Rams, he was playing for a contract. When he got to the Bucks, he's playing for a contract. Right now, he has a 2 or 3 year deal with something like 30 mil or something like that per year. I don't feel like he feels that pressure anymore. It's kind of like when you pay, he might end up being the Tobias Harris for quarterbacks. So
what a pull. I love it.
Wasn't noisy though. Noisy. I said Tobias Harris wasn't noisy. Baker's noisy as hell. Well, it wasn't last year, but noisy as hell.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go with the under.
Coach, where are you going?
This is a team that I think like they're right in that 7-8 win ratio, mm-hmm. that margin. I think as we've said, like Baker looked like a quarterback last year. Like I've had the experience of watching him for a lot of years playing my Ravens. I think there were times where he'd be playing and I'm like, this guy is like legit. And then he'd go out and do some bonehead shit and then he'd get mad at everybody else. And I think as a quarterback, you have to be like the level head, even guy, even keel guy. I know a lot of people didn't like were like confused with how Baker was like presenting last year because he wasn't as normal. Like usually Baker is loud and brash and look at me and I'm gonna grab my nuts and all this stuff. And he didn't have that at all last year. He was just out there quarterback. He was actually pretty well liked. Like the media actually like took to him last year. So I think that was a shocker. I think them Getting back Godwin, I think, is going to be good for him because Godwin is like that deep threat guy. I think they have pieces. I think them re-signing Antoine Whitfield, I think that was huge for them because I think he's like a top five safety in the league. So they have pieces. They brought back Levante David. So like they definitely have pieces there. They're not going to be a bad team. Not going to be a bad team at all. I just think they're just in no man's land. There'll be eight wins, I think. So I'll take the over, just to say the over. But they're not a kind of like what Josh said. This is a push.
Yeah, pretty much.
Also, they don't have Skip anymore to like sing his praises. So like whatever. That's true. What's he gonna do?
This is true. Next up, we have the New Orleans Saints. I love this team. I think they've done a good job of redoing the defense. Carr's always better his second year with an offense, and I should know because I've seen it for 9 years. Whenever he comes into his second year being comfortable with people and around those players, he's always that much better. They brought in a better offensive coordinator in Kubiak this season. I love the receiving core on here. I think Shahid's going to take a big jump. A.T. Perry seems like he's really blowing up right now in the preseason. The defense, I think, is looking really good. You know, you got Cameron there, brought in your guy, Clowney. Coach, you guys kind of redid his career.
Clowney's on Panthers, no?
Clowney? Yeah. What am I thinking of then? Who did they bring in? They brought in someone big in defense. Why am I thinking Clowney?
They brought in Chase Young.
Chase Young. Okay, I got those. Yes. Yeah, they brought in Chase Young. Thank you. We'll talk about Clowney in a second. I couldn't remember Panthers and that. But regardless, I like what I've seen from the Saints team altogether. I will take the over. Coach?
Yeah, I think this is another kind of push for me. I think they got better. They got more experience. I think the reason why I have these two teams as a push is because I think they're pretty average, and the other team that we're going to talk about, I don't have any faith in them or belief in them. So kind of like kind of similar to like NFC East. We have like that kind of log jam in the middle and then the really bad team in the bottom. I think this is a similar thing. So I will say they're I'll say they're seven. But I don't think they're that far off from the top of this division. I just think the bottom is really the bottom.
Senator, talk about your biggest rival.
This is one of the worst divisions in football, and I have to be completely honest with it. Even though my team's in this division, it is probably one of the bottom two worst divisions in football. And I like the additions of that New Orleans did, even though fuck New Orleans. I still want to come out there to like experience New Orleans. But, like, I don't want to come out there if the Saints are playing. You know what I mean? I'll go to an LSU game. You know what I mean? But I have them at the under. I think I agree exactly with Coach. I kind of have them in the same realm where it's like a 7-8, maybe 9-win team, depending on, like, what their schedule is looking like. But I think if we're looking at strength of schedule in their middle of the pack, I have them as a 7-win team. But I think I have them with enough pieces for like next season that they can actually build upon compared to other teams. I think they have the core to actually build something on. I just think they're a year earlier than what they should be.
New classic. Are you going to side with me, or are you going to make me be in the minority?
Sorry, I'm just quickly looking over their schedule. They are a 7-win team, so I'm going to go with the under. I also think they don't have a running back. I think Alvin Kamara showed the last 3 years he can't run the ball anymore. He can catch, but they do not have a running back. Their team is, and you know, and that, you know, you can't do that. Derek Carr's not mobile, and you don't have anybody in the backfield, so they're screwed. I see them going like 2-6, and then maybe bringing in Rattler, which I do want to see.
Okay, I'm the one that goes to the over, and it'll be the same thing. I'm taking the over on the Carolina Panthers. I see a breakout for Bryce Young. I think they helped with the receiving core there. And I think the one thing they really did is they really addressed the offensive line quite a bit. In fact, I see the Bucs as the last place to the team in this division this year. I think the Panthers are going to surprise people this year. Maybe I'm being way too high, but there's always one crazy take you got to have every single year. My crazy take is that I think Carolina is going to surprise people. I think the receiving core is far better than it was last year. I love Leggett. The running side, once Jonathan Brooks gets back, is going to be really, really good. Like I said, I really like that they put some fixes to the offensive line. Defense, you got one of the better secondary players back there with J.C. Horn. I like the new coaching staff they brought in. I think this can be a 6-win team. I will pick the over for the Carolina Panthers, Nick.
Nope, they're still a 5-win team for sure, but they're getting better. They went from 2 to 5 wins, so congratulations. I got to see it for Bryce Young. I got to actually see him throw the ball over this O-line and see if he can get into their hands. Like, honestly, you know, it's like everybody's like, oh, it's a joke, but it's like, no, it's a real thing. Like, he hasn't found his way to move around and get out of that pocket and like really make something happen and light it up. You know, like the passing on CJ Stroud for Young was just the most insane thing. You know, their wide receivers did get better, but it's like, can they get the ball? Deontay Johnson, what, 1 year didn't have a touchdown but had like 100 catches? Like, you know, he's you know, and they're gonna be missing you know, their running back for the first 4 weeks, and you got Chuba Hubbard in your back.
Mm-hmm. Senator,
I agree. Yeah, this is a breakout team because he's going to have to break free from all those pass rushes that are going to be going through. Like, I completely agree with you, Josh. Wow.
The first half, not going to lie.
am I choosing the over? Absolutely not. I am choosing the under. I see them as a 4 or 5 win team. A 5-win team, yeah. There's only so much shotgun plays that you can keep doing, and there's only so much if you can't really get the ball in the end zone, you can't win. So their defense to me, I like their defense last season. And I think last season I chose like the over because I said
we both picked the over.
Yeah, as long as the offense, as long as he can go in and get the receivers the ball, they could have done a lot more because that defense was pretty good. But your defense is going to be hella tired if they're always coming off after a 4-and-out. There's really not much you can do. So I'm choosing the under.
Coach,
no long talking. This is under. I think they're in contention for being the worst
team. Left on an island again.
Yeah, I think it's between them and the Pats, who are going to be the worst team in the NFL this year. I don't see it. I mean, I think them picking Young over CJ might, even though it's just 1-2 and it's not a huge gap, I think that might go down to be the worst pick ever.
Jamarcus Russell exists. Jamarcus Russell exists.
Much. It might be the worst other than Jamarcus Russell. I was gonna say that, like, I think not because of he's bad, but because of how good CJ is gonna be and how small Young is. Like, he's looking like I saw like a GoPro thing of Tua, Tua wearing like a GoPro and looking over the O line, and he couldn't see over the O line, and he's, some would say, is very much bigger than so I just don't know how it's gonna happen unless he's gonna do like the new Patrick Mahomes and throw like underhand under people's legs and stuff and try to get the ball like that. I don't know how it's gonna work. So yeah, I have under. I think they're a 3-4 win team again.
All right.
Hey Josh, have you looked at their schedule? You need to look at their schedule, man. This is a bad schedule for them to win three games.
Okay, let me see the schedule. Well, when did they have a last place schedule?
The Rams, Vegas, Cincinnati, Chicago, Atlanta, Washington, New Orleans, Kansas City, Philadelphia, Dallas, Arizona, Atlanta.
That's not too bad.
Who are they going to beat in there? In the names,
they can beat the Saints. They could beat the Chargers. They could probably beat Vegas. They won't beat the Bengals. They could beat the Bears. They won't beat Atlanta at home. They could maybe beat the Commanders. They could maybe beat the Broncos. Won't beat the Saints at home. Probably could beat the Giants. Won't beat the Chiefs. Won't beat the Bucks at home. Won't beat Philly. The end there is pretty rough. I'm not going to lie. The beginning, though, I think they could turn some heads.
I see one.
I have faith. Give me all your Bryce Young stock.
No, you're absolutely all of it. I'll say this, Josh. You're absolutely right. They can turn some heads, and that will be turning to different channels.
Like, all the game.
That is what
will happen. I don't know if they'll be favored in the game this year.
Even the Giants game, I don't think so.
I don't know if they'll be favored in the Giants game. Like, that might
Especially be by then, Tommy Cutlets will probably be quarterback, and then it's going to be like a 12 point spread for the Giants.
There's not one game there where I'm like, yeah, they're the favorites that game, and that usually doesn't equate to good season.
I'll take it. This is my hot take this year. Give me all your Bryce Young stock, give me all your Panther stock. I will take it. And that's why I have the division going Falcons, Saints, Panthers, Buccaneers.
Gross.
Coach.
Okay.
I'll go Falcons for sure. That's like the probably, other than the Chiefs, that's probably the only lock in any division this year. I think Falcons are for sure a lock to win this division unless they forget how to play football. I don't know. They're the lock as number one. I think the lock as number four is as previously mentioned. And I think number two and number three, I think it will go Falcons. I think it will go, we'll say Bucks, Saints, and then, the too small, not enough team. Led by the too small, not enough quarterback. Yes, it will be mine.
Senator?
Falcons, Saints, Bucks, Panthers, and the only reason why I think Saints, I put Saints second, because I think I had Saints and Bucks kind of at the same win. Mm-hmm. I just think that the Saints are going to also help my Falcons, because my Falcons are going to want to have that much more of a win difference over the Saints compared to the Bucks. Mm-hmm. So,
new classic. Where are you going?
Same as Coach. I'm going to go Falcons, Bucks, Saints, Panthers.
Cool. All right. The NFC West, we start with the runners-up to the Super Bowl. San Francisco, 11.5. This is a tricky one. I'm going to pick the under because I can see right at 11. I can see Coach looking the same. This is one of those pushes. The injury luck.
I don't think it's a push. I think they're under for sure. I think the injuries are going to catch up to them. I think this.
Okay, because I got a spicy take for this division too. So this is the start of it.
Okay. No, but I agree with you. I think the under. I think they're a 9-10 win team. I think with all the injuries going on with this roster, like they're still a names. They're still an elite roster. There's no doubt about it. Like they probably have. Like I think in the top 100, they had like 7-8 players in the top 100. Like they're an elite roster. I just believe that the injuries are going to catch up to them. Like, you look at CMC already battling injuries right now. You look at Trent, who I think he had injury issues last year. He's only getting older. I think with the whole we know Debo's going to miss time. As great of a player he is, he's going to miss time. Kittle's going to miss time. I think the one consistent they had was BA last year, and I don't know if he's going to be there next year or this season. I don't know. We'll see. And then defensively, like as much as I love Fred Warner and the other linebacker that's there, I forgot his name.
Are you talking about Bosa?
No. The middle linebacker.
Hargrave?
He got hurt in the game last
year. Oh, you're talking about Greenlaw?
Greenlaw, yeah. I like their linebacker core, and obviously Bosa's there, but I think they're going to be riddled with injuries, battle injuries all year, and I see them as a 9-10 win team at most, so I'm going under.
I'm right there with you. Senator?
This is one that I had to like really discuss in my head. I had them as an 11 or 12 win team. I like the rookie that they drafted.
Ricky's good. Ricky's good.
So I do like him. If Ayuk is there and they are able to play him, I think it really helps with that offense. But if Ayuk isn't there, I feel like that's where the big issue comes in. It's you don't know exactly what's happening with Ayuk. And so I'm going to go with the under just with the thought that there's a strong possibility Ayuk might not play.
Okay. So you're going to go, Nick, are you going to round it out?
I'm going to go with the under. I see 11 wins. I see 11 wins from this team. Despite everything, I think they can win. Yeah, 11 games. Looking at their schedule, they still have CMC, who's still the best offensive weapon in football. You know, regardless if he plays 80% of the year, you know what I'm saying. If as long as they sign Trent, he's still potentially the best overall player in football. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like he's just that guy. Their team is still really good, you know, and then the coaching is still solid, you know. It's like their system is still really good. Like they're a good team. They're like kind of like the Chiefs, where they just kind of win, you know. They're on that path right now.
All right, we sweep for the under. We go to the Los Angeles Rams at 8.5, and I got to tell you, my under streak continues. You don't lose a player like Aaron Donald and don't devalue a little bit. I think the offense is solid. I do think Puka will take a little bit of a step back. Cooper Kupp will take a step forward. I think Blake Corum will take over the running back position there. I think it's a team that's very much in flux right now, and I think there's a much more exciting team in this division. So I will take the under for the Rams, Senator.
I have the over. I have them as a 9-team win, a 9-win team. Why do I keep messing that part up? I will be honest. What was his name? Is it Whittington? That they have this one player that's played preseason. He has 11 catches.
Jordan Whittington. Yeah.
If you can put him with Cooper, with Puka, with that running game, just because of like the secure catches that I've been seeing him play with second and third string quarterback, and then you can put him with a Stafford. Like, I think that offense took a step up. Yes, the loss of Darnold. Darnold is a generational player. But I like their defense at the same point. And I think their offense got a little bit better with him. So I'm going to go with the over for this one.
New classic.
I'm going way over on this one. 8.5. Like, that's insane. Yeah, I got them. I you know what? Spoiler alert. I'm going to have them winning the division. I think that's this team. I think Matthew Stafford's going to throw 4,500 yards with this team. I don't think Corum's going to take this backfield. Kyren Williams was so good last year. He missed 5 games and he was still a top 6 running back in football. Their offense is so good. Yeah, Cooper Kupp, he's healthy for the first time in, what, 3 years, 2 years? You know, and they got a superstar second-year wide receiver. There's no way. We saw what Stafford can do when he's got talent around him. We've seen him throw for 5,000 yards before. I'm sure that was 10 years ago, but he still can chuck 4,500 yards if he wanted to. And yeah, their defense, you know, all their defense has to do is, you know, limit teams to 17 points a game, and they're going to blow them out of the water.
I do like the backup situation there. Bennett has been electrifying. It's just a preseason, but he's had a very nice preseason. Coach?
Yeah, I'm over. I think what I saw, like, I've only really watched the Rams twice, really. Like, when they were making a Super Bowl run and when they played my Ravens last year in the rain. And I think that game, I was like, wow, like, they're really looking good. And Darnold wasn't even a factor in that game. And I think they haven't lost anybody. They get Stafford back. He's healthy now. I think they're a team that should be around 9-10 wins. They're not the team that I'm most excited to watch this year in that division, but they're a team that we've seen what McVay and Stafford can do when they're healthy, when they have weapons. I think they're fine. I think they're a 9-10 win team.
All right, we go to our second last team here, the Seattle Seahawks at 7.5. Coach, go right back to you.
So this is my shocker. I think Seahawks are going to win the division.
Oh,
I think
me too. That's me too.
I think last year they were a really good defense, and they probably got, if not, I would say KC has the best DC with what's his name? But he's a really good DC. He's probably the best in the league. But
Steve Spina, I cannot.
Spagnuolo. Yeah, no.
Easy for all of us to say.
Yeah. But he's probably the best DC in the game right now. But I think Mike McDonald is right there behind him. Mm-hmm. What he did last year with the Ravens and what he did with old people who came off the couch third week and had nine sacks. Like he unleashed that defense last year. And I think the Seahawks have a really underrated defense. Like their last two drafts, they've hit on almost every draft pick they've had in that on that defense. And then I think Geno, he's in the contract here.
So, looking for one now.
But is Geno
the whether he plays or not, we'll see. Yeah, whether he plays or not, we will see. But if he's on the field and he's playing, I think JSN is a fucking star. So yeah, I think they're like every year you have like a team that like comes out of nowhere. They're not gonna be the Houston Texans. I'm not saying none of that, but there's always a team that comes out of nowhere that they are like, where did these guys come from? Like the Bucks were that a few years ago, I think. Seahawks can be that team. I think they can get 11 wins. I think they're going to win the division.
Yeah, I echo you. I have the Seahawks winning the division as well. I think the time was up for Carroll. You know, living where we do, we know a lot of Seahawks fans. And, you know, the one thing you heard from a lot of them was it was time for Carroll to go. When it's your team, you know. Carroll's voice just wasn't getting through anymore. And you mentioned everything that McDonald was able to do with the Ravens last year. And up that defense, they got a great piece in Leonard Williams at the deadline last year. They have, like you said, drafted really, really well. That offense is a phenomenal defense. They go deep in every single position on the offensive side. The question will just be who's quarterback. As we are recording this, Geno has not been officially confirmed as QB1 because Sam Howell is having a good preseason. And let's not forget last year, Sam Howell, when he had people actually blocking him, was top five in touchdowns and yards. And passes completed. So Sam is one of those quarterbacks that has the ability to do that. Geno probably will start, but now he has to look over his shoulder at someone like Sam. And I come back to what you talked about, Coach, before I pass it on here. The coaching's such a big difference in here. Mike McDonald was, to me, the best addition, other than probably what Sam, you guys did with the Falcons, but this is one of the best coaching additions that we saw from anyone with McDonald. Senator?
Well, you didn't have to bring up my Falcons in this situation. Just we all knew that was the best addition of the NFL. But
shout out.
Yeah, shout out. But I think that they are a very solid team. I have them at the over. I don't have them winning the division. I do see, I could see two teams from this division making it to the playoffs with a possible possibility of three teams making it to the playoffs. But I have them at the over. I have them at about, I have them as a 9-win team too. Like, I have them fighting with the Rams, to tell you the truth. I don't have them winning the division, but I have them in that mix with the Rams.
And New Classic, round us up. I have a feeling you're not going to agree with us all.
No, I'll agree with you. I'll do 9 wins is feasible. You know, third in the division. It's a tough division. Schedule actually looks okay in the beginning. It gets real tough in the second half. So I think they're going to be a 50-50 team. So 9 and 8 is, you know, the lesser of two. So whatever. So I'll go with that. Their offense is what it is. I think Geno's fine. I think DK, he's got to do something this year, man, because he didn't do shit last year.
Did something, man. He was fighting at practice.
Man, you know what? That's the other thing. You know what? Over, but 8 and 9. You're absolutely right. I think there's going to be more in-house bullshit.
All right. We move on to our final team, which is the Arizona Cardinals. Very excited team. They brought in Marvin Harrison. I thought they had a very sneaky offseason. They added a lot of pieces in the right areas. I can see this team get it's so tough. Actually, I'm gonna let you guys do the round because it's tough this one. Because you can see them right at 6 or just at 7, but they have a nice core, Nick.
I'm going right at 6. So I'm going with the under on this. I don't think they're ready yet. I think it's going to take a minute. Marvin's going to be the wide receiver in the NFL. It's just not going to be this year. I think I would like to see Trey Benson play, but James Conner's just good enough every year to keep his job. They do have a top 3 tight end in football. But their defense was real bad last year, and I didn't see really any additions, man. Their defense was not good last year.
I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to choose the under because Murray's not going to stay there the whole season.
Ritter time?
Oh, nice. My God.
By God almighty, no, that's Ritter's music.
I want to see Marvin do something.
You will see him do something. He'll be running routes and the ball's not going to go to him. Like, no,
he's going to get his dad to pull up on Ritter.
You're gonna see the DK Metcalf swing on,
right?
It's I have them at the under. I have them as a 5-team win. I just think that
shout out.
I've just been drinking a lot of water. It's just messing me up. But I think that they didn't improve their defense. And the way that they did was kind of through the draft, but they didn't draft like the rookies that could help out this season. So it would take Murray to do like miraculous stuff for them to get the over. And I don't think he'll be able to do that for 7 games, to tell you the truth. So yeah, give me the under.
You guys have both convinced me of the under, but I'll let Coach convince me even more, maybe another way. We'll see.
I have the under for sure for one real sweet, reason. Baby. For one real reason, it's because the PS6 is coming out soon. So I think that's going to...
No, it's not. But new Call of Duty is out soon. But remember, when that Call of Duty came out, you beat the Falcons.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Hold on.
GTA, so I...
GTA is next year.
Yeah, well...
He's excited for that new Zelda game where you get to play as Zelda.
Yeah, so all that being said, I have the under. I think Kyler has shown he's a really good quarterback. I think Marvin's going to be a really, really, really solid receiver. Like, he doesn't have the pizzazz and stuff that like neighbors and others wide receivers have. But I think he's going to be like, I think he's in the perfect place. I think I look at him like a Larry Fitzgerald. Somebody who's sure-handed, over the middle. He's big, solid frame. He's like catch a lot of balls. He's going to be a red zone threat for years to come. I just don't think that happens this year or next year, really. I think they're 2 years away from being a pretty good team. Yeah. I think they're I think that's right where they are. But I will say they're not far away, but compared to the rest of the teams in this division, I just don't know how they make it out. And I don't know how they make it higher than 4 or 5 wins, maybe.
And don't they face every team in the division twice? Yeah. So you're looking, that's already 6 games right there. Like,
yeah. So it's tough. All right. Coach, what order do you have the division?
So I think I'm going to go with Seattle at 1. Then I'm going to go San Fran at 2. Rams at 3, and then the Cardinals at 4. That's my order.
That's the order I got, Senator.
I got San Fran, Rams, Seahawks, Cardinals.
And Nick, you seem like you agree with that.
No, I go with the Rams, then the Niners.
All right, you got the Rams there.
Well, yes, yeah. Seahawks, nice. And Cardinals.
All right. We picked our AFC championship. I think 3 of us had the Texans there, and then Nick, you had KC there. Nick, we'll start with you. What is your NFC championship game?
Oh, man. Do I go with the Falcons or do I not? I would love to see just this aged old man quarterback duo of Cousins versus Stafford. I think it would be amazing. So I would love to see the Falcons and the Rams play each other.
And who wins?
The Rams are going back to the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. We're going to have a, get that one.
Okay. Senator?
All right. I am going Falcons 49ers. And I'm going to take Falcons to win against their old coach.
Man.
Love it.
Then have a 28-point lead at halftime.
I said we don't need – we have a – you know what? When is the Super Bowl? It's usually Black History Month. Shout out Morris. You know what I mean? He ain't going to make those mistakes.
Coach, so right now, and so Senator, your Super Bowl is Texans and Falcons.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Coach?
I got the Lions versus the Niners. That's what I have. And I have the Lions winning.
Mm-hmm.
So I got Lions. Yeah, I think I have Lions Texans. And Texans. Yeah.
I have Packers, 49ers, and the Packers win. Packers Texans for me. All right. So now
here, the Texans in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Now winning? We will do the awards for Week 1. We're just gonna pick our Super Bowl champion right now.
I pick in my heart and my head. My heart says Ravens for sure, but Texans are. Yeah.
Nick, who wins the Super Bowl?
Man, it's a three-peat. Three-peat. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's run it.
You pick KC. Senator?
This is Team 1 versus Team 2. I got to go with the Falcons.
Love it.
Old man Cousins, I relate to you.
And, Coach, where are you going?
I think 8 Mile wins this year because I think they're playing in New Orleans, the Superdome. It's inside. I think Goff plays phenomenal inside. I got the Lions winning it all this year.
Detroit's only got like 3 outdoor games this year, hey?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I forgot about that.
And I'm picking the Green Bay Packers to win the Super Bowl.
It's so good.
All right. Any last thoughts for everybody?
Nah, might just have to put some dollar bets on right now to tell you the truth.
Question: other than your favorite, other than your team, your favorite team, who are you most excited to watch this year?
I mean, Senators team is one of them. That Falcons team is going to be really exciting to watch with a real coach to see how Bijan actually plays and how Kyle Pitts actually plays. You know, the Bears, Caleb is so, as you mentioned, coach, so hot and cold. Like, how can you not be excited to watch what they're going to do offensively? Like, I'm excited. Those are some of the teams I'm excited. And to see how the Cowboys fall apart.
Yeah.
Every year it's a classic with the Giants. So it is. I'm excited for, like, sports media after the games, right? You just never know what you're going to get when that happens. Bears, obviously, you want to see what Caleb does. And I am actually interested in seeing how they use Marvin Harrison. So I'm excited to see that.
I think for me, it is undoubtedly the Bears. I think I'm very excited. Them being on Hard Knocks, us getting that behind the scenes stuff on Hard Knocks, them us watching what Caleb does during the year. I think Rome, as I said, he might be the steal of the draft. So yeah, I'm going with the Bears for sure. Like, I think that whole aura around them has changed. The Bears have always been known as, well, if you look at probably before, it's been a long time since the Bears have been good. Like, they had like Urlacher when they were good.
They made the Super Bowl against the when they lost.
There was some Khalil, like the double doink. The double doink was the last time.
Yeah, I mean, they were okay, but there's been a long time since I've looked at the Bears and I said that they were a good team.
You're like excited to watch them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So like, this is, I think
I was always excited to watch them with Trubisky and Brandon Marshall. You just never know like when the fight was gonna break out.
Yeah, those Bears.
New classic. What about you?
Yeah, of course the Bears. I'm really excited to watch. I do want to see this Washington team. I want to see how it is on field. I want to see if Daniels is for real. I'm crossing my fingers. I kind of want to see what this Bengals team does healthy. I think that just that offense alone, at least for one more year, like they could be really special if they're all healthy and Burrow does not change his hair from what it is right now.
Or do you want to keep watching to see if he changes his hair?
Oh my God.
if he shows up with braids one day, I swear to God to you.
Don't be surprised. All He'd be the one to do it too, though.
He would be the one.
I went to Cancun and got my braids. He'd be that dude.
We are 2 weeks from Coaches Ravens taking on the Super Bowl champions, and we will be back before that to preview week one for everyone. Thank you for tuning in to 7K Picks for this preview. And any last thoughts before we get out of here?
No, I'm just excited for that weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday football. Yeah.
Go Ravens.
Let's go. All right, everyone, thank you so much for watching. Until next time, folks, cheers and enjoy the day, people.
Thank you for listening to the Fresh Take Network. Follow us on social media platforms at Fresh Take 42.